Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Master is one of those films that audiences and reviewers either love or hate. Since I try not to be a hater, put me in the category of strongly dislike regarding The Master. My opinion has to do with The Master's writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson, who seems to have a perverse sense of storytelling that requires him to plunge the moviegoer into the oddest corners of his imagination for no apparent reason. Anderson's films are fascinating, confounding, and ultimately, for this moviegoer, pretentious. For example, There Will Be Blood, Punch Drunk Love, Magnolia, and Boogie Nights are much the same, mishmashes of big ideas, intriguing characters, and performances connected by often incoherent storylines punctuated by shock value scenes of violence, profanity, and sexuality. Advance word about The Master is that it tells a fictionalized account about L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology, with Philip Seymour Hoffman, who has been in all four of director Anderson's feature films, playing Lancaster Dodd, an author and leader of a religious cult in early 1950s America. The true believers include impressionable Freddie Quell, played by Joaquin Phoenix, a shell-shocked World War II veteran, as well as Dodd's wife, Peggy, played by Amy Adams, and a rabid follower, Helen Sullivan, played by Laura Dern. Philip Seymour Hoffman, as Lancaster Dodd, is at his professorial best, with measured tone and presence masking a tripwire anger. Joaquin Phoenix, as Freddie Quell, is back from his retirement as a rapper, which, real or not, was part of his movie I'm Still Here. Phoenix creates a dispirited, chicken-chested loner with hands on his hips and an almost disjointed stance. Amy Adams is severe and effective in her role as Lancaster Dodd's devoted wife. Paul Thomas Anderson knows how to obtain great performances and stunning visuals in his films, which he accomplishes in The Master. One wishes Anderson was also a master storyteller. The Master is MPAA rated R for sexual content, graphic nudity, and language. At the box office, September 27, Hotel Transylvania opened at number 1, Looper opened at number 2. Pitch Perfect opened at number 6, Won't Back Down opened at number 10. Opened on October 5th, Taken 2. Liam Neeson is back in the action thriller that also stars Famke Janssen and Maggie Grace. Frankenweenie, a boy brings his dog Sparky back to life in the Tim Burton-directed animated horror film with voices by Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, and Martin Short, based on Burton's very early short film. The Paperboy, a reporter back home in Florida, investigates the case of a death row inmate in the thriller starring Nicole Kidman, Matthew McConaughey, John Cusack, and Zac Efron. The Oranges, Hugh Laurie, Catherine Keener, and Allison Janney star in the romantic comedy about the testing of two families' friendship. Butter, Jennifer Garner stars in the comedy as a small-town Iowa girl with a talent for butter carving. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.